Hi, this is Zach. Welcome to the Coleraine Connection.
The official
behind the scenes
inside scoop
down Gilead Lane
Funcast.
And now, your hosts, Lori Twitchell and Steve O'Dell.
Yes, here we are once again. Lori, are you there?
I am here.
That's great because, you know, I can hear you, but I can't see you.
So we need to make sure.
Right. So sometimes, you know, you kind of have to just check for signs of life. It's great to have you here for another Coleraine Connection. Oh, by the way, for those of you that are new, I'm Steve.
And I'm Lori.
Yeah, and we work on this show, Down Gilead Lane, and this is a podcast all about everything having to do with Down Gilead Lane, the popular radio drama.
It is the official behind-the-scenes inside scoop Down Gilead Lane Funcast.
Exactly. Just like we like to say every time. So, coming up on the podcast today, exciting things. Of course, you know, we are 4 episodes now into season 9, so we will be discussing the episodes that have aired since the last podcast. What else, Lori?
Well, I heard that we're going to have a special guest for the podcast.
Yeah. Yes, that's true. A guest host.
Isn't that cool?
Will be showing up sometime. He'll be showing up sometime. But we also have a big announcement, a big CBH-wide announcement that we want to be talking about, and we'll do that later on in the podcast. All right.
Very
so
good.
Let's start out with some shout-outs. How's that sound, Lori?
Sounds fantastic to me. That's how we usually start, so it's a good place to go.
Yeah.
I think that the first shout-out, we have never mentioned this person in our shout-outs. I mean, yeah, we're only in the 4th episode of the podcast, but
right.
I think we need to shout-out to Zach.
Oh, Zach is awesome. He opens and closes the each episode of Down Gilead Lane. You know Zach. He's the guy that kind of brings us into the story and kind of wraps things up for us.
That's
and
right.
And so we want to say a big shout-out to Zach.
That's right.
Well, hey, thanks, guys.
Whoa.
What? Who's that?
Yeah, this Dude. Is Zach.
Hey, what do you know?
I'm
Zach
here.
Is here.
Zach is here.
Oh, well, Zach is in the house.
Zach is in the house. Yeah, you guys didn't know I was just kind of hanging out here, did you?
Well, I mean, you know, we knew we had a guest host today, but look, there you are. That's the beauty of radio. We
it's
don't really know
machine.
A person's there until he speaks up.
It's the time machine.
Well,
yes.
Yeah, I well, you know, thanks for the shout out, and I appreciate it. This is fun to be a part of this. I'm glad that I could come out and kind of hang out on the Coleraine Funcast.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. Well, you know, let's just keep on trucking, and Zach is going to be joining us with the hosting duties for this entire podcast.
All right. Woohoo! Cool.
Who else do we have to shout out to?
I think we need to shout out to Liz.
Yes, Liz, also known as Elizabeth Bowman. You hear her sometimes in the credits, and she is a production assistant for us here. She's been working feverishly on getting episodes of Season 9 completed and out the door, so big thank you to Liz.
That's
also,
right.
We want to say a shout-out to Uncle Charlie. And we have mentioned him before on the podcast, but we've got some kind of breaking news that we want to let you podcast listeners in on about Uncle Charlie. Let's kind of summarize, if we can, the situation there, Lori.
Okay, well, Uncle Charlie is having some health concerns. He has actually just been diagnosed with, I'm going to try and say this all together without messing it up,
okay.
Mantle cell lymphoma of the blastoid type.
Right, and that's just, basically to simplify, that's just a form of cancer that's just been diagnosed. So keep him in your prayers. He and his wife Betty have you know committed this whole thing to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
They're living one day at a time, and they're just waiting to see what the Lord has for them. They're very optimistic, and doctors are also very optimistic. But we all want to ask our listeners out there to keep Uncle Charlie and his family in your prayers.
And we do. We appreciate your prayers. Those are very special to us. And I know when we are having rough times getting things together, as you know, scheduling
yep.
or craziness or stressful days, we all appreciate knowing that the listeners are out there and keeping us in their prayers. It's nice to know that we've got our own little army.
That's right.
That's going on. So, and I think that we had a way that you could send a note to Charlie, to Uncle Charlie, if you'd like to.
That's right. Yeah, tell us about that, Zach.
Yeah,
you know
listen,
the contact
you know,
info.
You know, prayers, that's so important, and, you know, it's also nice to let people know that you are praying for them because I think that's a big encouragement. So if you want to send a note to Uncle Charlie or any of the folks at CBH, here's where you do. You send it to ccfuncast@gileadlane.org. So that's ccfundcast@gileadlane.org. Or, you know, we've got a new phone number that you can call as well. Let me get that out here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's 877-937-5397. So 877-937-5397. So you can call, you can leave a message, and everybody here appreciates it. And if you have an encouraging thing to say for Uncle Charlie, he would appreciate that too.
Okay, well, with that, I think we are ready to actually move into the discussion of today's podcast. We're now 4 episodes into season 9, and this past weekend we aired episode 4, which was The Heart of the Treasure. Mm-hmm. But let's back up, because since the last time we did a podcast, 3 episodes have aired.
That's right.
The first of those was Miss Rudder Standings.
That's a great name for an episode.
Yeah, that was fun for you to pronounce it.
Who thought of that? Is that Lori?
That was Lori, yep. We can blame her.
Super creative. Super creative.
That's right. And just the topic of sort of rumors and taming the tongue, of course, guinea pigs, and, you know, just starting to see John Morrison in the role of mayor. We had a lot of great comments there. Sparsels said she laughed almost the whole time. She loved it. And that line where Hope says, "Which answer will get me in less trouble?" That was beautiful, because in one way or another, we all kind of do that sometimes.
You know, I use that line a lot.
Yes. Yeah. I think
we
all
see
have.
It.
Yeah. I'm just
That's right.
So, and there were guinea pigs.
Yes. That was we alluded to guinea pigs for quite a while before the season even started, didn't we?
We did, and everybody thought that the Morrisons were going to be getting guinea pigs as pets, but no, actually, they were giving away guinea pigs. And, you know, that was a true story, guys.
Yes, that's right. Tell us about where that came from.
You know, many, many moons ago, I actually used to work in Christian radio. I was on the air, and I worked at a Christian radio station in Pennsylvania in Erie called WCTL Radio. And the same week that I started working, we had another announcer who also started working, and his name was Mark. And he had another job full time, so he would come in the mornings and do what's called voice tracking. Which is, he'd go into the little booth by himself, and he would record his entire show, and then we would later kind of mix it in with the music.
Kind of like podcasting nowadays.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Sort of. Anyway, sorry, go on.
That's okay. And the thing about Mark was that you never really knew what he was going to say or do. Uh-huh. And it wasn't really, we never really knew what to expect. So we were in a staff meeting at around 11 o'clock in the morning, and his show was airing. And the receptionist out front, who answers the phone, started yelling and screaming and came by the office, and all we heard was something about guinea pigs. I mean, seriously, we're all sitting there going, what's going on? Seems that Mark's daughter's guinea pig had babies, and he literally put it on the air, if you guys would like a guinea pig to be given to you, just go ahead and call Denise in the front office, and she'll handle it for you. And he hadn't told anybody.
The guinea pig adoption service.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's a new theme in radio, I think.
There you go.
She was known as a guinea pig broker for a very long time.
Cool.
So I think Mark had to send flowers to make up for that.
I'm sure. So what else about that episode?
Well, I think what people really liked was this idea that John Morrison would have a girlfriend. You know what I mean? Well, maybe not that he would actually have a girlfriend, but they just think it was cool. They thought it was cool that he would have this idea that someone would even think that, you know?
Right. Yeah,
because
Hope doesn't,
she's not yet used to the Morrisons. She's used to a different kind of life, so.
Absolutely.
That's right. Okay, so what was the next episode then?
Well, we did a story of Grace and Hope.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And I like that one a lot because it's a retelling of one of my favorite Bible stories, and that's the story of Jonah.
That was a lot of fun, yeah.
Absolutely. That was the one for me as I was doing the intro that I got to sneeze on tape. You don't get to do that a lot. Let me try it real quick. Tarshish! How was that?
That was good, Zach. That was great.
How many times did you have to practice that?
Well, I had a feather in the booth with me, and I tickled my nose, and I said Tarshish about 10 times. So
there you go. Yeah, a lot of people like that. Around the time that episode came out, one sort of tangent, and of course on the review threads and even any kind of threads on the message boards, you see a lot of tangents, and that's fine, that's cool. But one big one, it seems like, that week was everybody was wondering, where's Monica Richter? Because by that time, you know, we're 3 episodes in to the season, and I think people were kind of expecting right off the bat for Monica Richter to show up. And so by that time, they're like, well, where's Monica? And, you know, it was just kind of ironic because last season we did, you know, explore the Richters quite a bit. And people were saying, we need to hear more stories about the Morrisons. And now that we're sort of focusing back at the Morrison home, people were saying, where are the Richters? Well, you know, they're coming. They're coming. We haven't forgotten about the Richters. Season 9 will include some stuff with Monica and what she's got going on. So don't worry. Just hang in there.
I think we all like the Richters because they are great characters.
That's true. Definitely. They're you know, every great story has got to have a good villain. So that's for sure.
Monica's a little like Cruella de Vil. You never know what's going to come out with Monica.
That's true. Yep.
I think she went underground, actually. I think that people might want to prepare for an earthquake.
She's drilling into the mantle of the earth. No. What else?
The Richters are definitely coming up, and we do even have some Mike, Tim, and Haley episodes that are also coming up this season.
Cool.
That's right. Yep.
Just devoted entirely to our favorite characters that we love. And, you know, I have a question for the two of you guys and for everybody who's listening out there. A couple of people have mentioned storylines from season 8 that we didn't pick up or continue with, and they say that we just kind of left them without doing anything. And I'm sort of confused about that because we finished up the mayor's race. John's the mayor now, and Mary, you know, she collapsed and everything, but she's all healed and healthy. Justin's away at college because he's so brilliant. He skipped, you know, 10 grades. And Brooke's at college. The Taylors got their money for college. Yep. Can you guys think of the storylines we're missing?
No. You got me, Lori. I don't know.
Okay. Well, you know, I think that that means that maybe people should write to us or drop in on the message boards and let us know what they think that we're missing. Because
yeah, that's a good idea.
We are occasionally clueless.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we can miss things. Sure. Right.
So if you guys want, if you guys do have storylines, you know, that are burning and desperate and need to be answered, let us know. We'll work on that, and we'll let you know where things are. And we don't like to dangle participles or storylines.
Right. Okay, so then after that, this past weekend, like we said, was The Heart of the Treasure. Lori, what was that one about?
That was about materialism. The big old bad material. We all struggle with stuff.
Yeah, not me, but most other people,
Yeah, Steve doesn't ever
just
struggle with
kidding,
stuff. Neither does
just
Zach.
Just kidding.
No, we struggle with honesty, but not materialism.
Right,
the honest thing is, we just had a discussion that both guys do have Cutie Girls CDs right now.
Oh.
They weren't going to tell you that. We had that discussion.
You weren't supposed to tell.
They blew our secret.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, but next time, we're going to have them sing and dance for you. On the podcast.
Zach would never admit it, but he's, you know, he's quite the accomplished breakdancer.
I'm breakdancing right now.
I see.
Know.
I can hear that. You're spinning on your head. I can tell. But anyway, what else was going on besides the Cutie Girls in that episode, Lori?
Well, we had talks about movies and television and video games. I mean, because all of those things are out there right now in the world, and so many people deal with that, especially with... You know, a lot of people have televisions in their homes.
Almost.
And
get to that power up.
You can kind of have problems with guys.
If we should get that mushroom there. Get turn
guys.
What? You got to jump on his head.
Yeah, I'm doing that. I can't. He won't move. What's the problem?
Okay, now here comes one of those flying moons.
Oh, I'll get that. I got that.
Okay.
The
okay.
dangers of podcasting with two guys.
There's a power up station right around
this
corner.
Well, you get that one, and I'll go the other direction.
Steve.
Okay.
Get
Zach.
What? Yeah.
What?
We are still in coloring.
Oh, yeah, sorry. we kind of got the handheld bug after we produced that episode, so sorry.
Video game
YouTube.
Sidetrack.
Yeah, I just lost my last life, so I'll put it away for the rest of the podcast. That's fine.
I'll save game.
That's probably
good. Okay,
after the podcast, you can meet and play and have fun.
Sounds good. Now, where were we? Oh, the next episode coming up this weekend. School Grays. It's going to be a good one. Written by our friend and cohort right here, Lori Twitchell. And
it's a good way to put it.
It's all about, should I say?
I don't know, but we will see Monica Richter.
That's right.
See, we told you. We don't let you guys down.
We can't do an episode that deals with the problem of bullying and not have Monica Richter in it, right?
That's for sure.
Yeah, that is true.
Yes, so keep on the lookout for that one coming this weekend, and we'll talk about it on the next podcast. Which brings us to mail time, time to bring out the old mailbag. And since we have a guest host today, it should be Zach's honors on the mail haiku, don't you think, Lori?
I would totally agree with that. Zach, you do know about the tradition of the mail haiku, right?
I was actually hoping you guys would ask me to do the mail haiku.
All right.
Because I've been working on it.
Oh, good, good.
Yes,
because I'm always pretty reluctant, you know, because, you know, poetry is just not my thing. But
well, I majored in haiku.
Okay, all right. That's right, okay. So let me get this, let me set the tone here. Okay, now, Zach, take it away with today's mail haiku.
The mail, oi. We love to hear from you, fans. So send us more mail.
Oh my goodness, that was beautiful. That was beautiful. I can't even believe it.
The breakdancing haikuvian.
That's a whole new word. All right,
we do
let
have
me
a lot
here. Yes, let me open up this mailbag. I've got a couple of emails that sort of address the same issue. And so if I may, I'm just going to launch into it. Is that all right with you guys?
Go for it.
Sure.
Okay. Let's see here. Jonathan writes, "Hi, I'm an avid fan of DGL and I read on the DGL podcast subscribe page, and it said that we would be able to download the latest episodes. Does this mean the Coleraine Connection or the show Off the Radio? I'm really confused. Please help. Also, is the podcast only compatible with iTunes, or will it work with other podcast downloaders?" Okay,
a
couple
good questions
there. Yeah. First of all, yes, it's true that when we initially started doing podcasts, we were putting episodes of Down Gilead Lane up as the podcast, but then we decided we wanted to use the podcast as more of an interactive kind of both ways, not just us putting something out, but also getting interaction from our listeners and kind of, you know, exploring some of the behind the scenes stuff of Down Gilead Lane. So that's what we started doing. However, every once in a while, we do want to put out an episode of Down Gilead Lane on the podcast, and I'll be talking about that more in a minute. Now, your second question about is it compatible only with iTunes? Right now, yes, we're only on iTunes, and that is the place to go to subscribe for the feed. But when we unveil our Coleraine Connection blog, there will be a place there where a person can just click to download manually right there. So you don't have to wait for the feed or come back and keep checking your iTunes for the feed, and you can just do it when you go to the blog. So that's coming, and so there will be other ways to get the podcast. The other email was from Don, and he says, "I have been podcasting your program since you started that, but I haven't seen any for season 9. Have you stopped podcasting them? And if not, how do I find them? I see them listed to listen, but that's all." Same thing, and Don is a 70-year-old listener.
Woo-hoo!
Listens to WCRH. So, wow.
That's cool.
Yeah, I know. Kids of all ages, right? Right.
We love it, yeah.
70 That's years fantastic. Young.
That's right, 70 years young. Yeah, Don, pretty much same answer for that question. The programs themselves will not be available as podcasts, but we do have them as a streaming feed. I'm sure you know, since you're so internet savvy, I'm sure you know that on our website we do have it as a streaming feed. And so now to the issue of putting shows up in the podcast slot, we want to do this periodically as kind of like a little bonus, like a bonus episode.
Because we love you.
Yes, and for the first one of those, we would like to know what you want to hear. So for our podcast listeners, if you go to the Coleraine Connection thread on the message board and vote, just basically say what one past episode of Down Gilead Lane, any episode that has aired in the past, would you like to hear? We will compile those votes, and we will, in the next couple weeks, put that episode up as the podcast available to download. And you can also call our comment line and vote there, too. So either on the message boards or through email or through our comment line, Zach, could you give that information again?
I should give it again. That's what I do. I give this kind of information.
It's sort of your job.
ccfuncast@gileadlane.org. That's where you want to send an email, or you want to call at 877-937-5397. You know, I could do that number like a TV announcer. Do you want me to do it?
Yes, please do.
That's 877-937-5397. Call today. Operators are standing by.
That's beautiful.
Yes.
It is so fun hanging out with people who have worked on the radio before.
That's
right. Oh, yes.
Everybody
I've got a real
good,
I've got a face for radio. People tell me that all the time.
All right. So, and then, of course, the, you guys know where the message boards are, and the Coloring Connection thread would be the place to put your vote if you wanted to do it that way. Mm-hmm. All right. So that was pretty much what we had as far as technical email, but we also do have some correspondence, I guess you could call it, through the Coloring Connection. And Lori, why don't you get us started with one of those?
Okay, well, on the message boards, we had K Harvey 94, who absolutely loves the podcast, thinks that we're absolutely hilarious together and fantastic, and you know we like that. We actually do have a really good time doing this.
Yes, we do.
It almost shouldn't even be considered work, but you know,
it's but not.
One of the things that K Harvey would like to know is if we would talk in Star Wars language, because we've made it known to the world that we're geeks.
Yeah.
Is there a Star Wars language?
Well, you know, there's Huttese. That's the language, you know, that Jabba the Hutt speaks.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't personally know that language. There's also the Ewoks. They talk in some language. Oh, then there's Darth Vader's breathing. Nice.
Yeah.
But, you know, I do kind of go way back with Zach, and he and I used to sort of entertain each other by quoting movies back and forth, and Star Wars was a big one, and one of Zach's specialties was whiny Luke Skywalker. If you watched that first Star Wars movie from 1977, he was pretty whiny.
Yes.
So, Zach, why don't you give us your example of one of those?
But I was going to the Tosche station to pick up some power converters. I think that was a little extra whiny, but that's why I could relate with Luke, because I was just a whiny kid when I saw that movie as well, so I knew where he was coming from.
There you go. See, and Steve was hoping that this would help kind of get him off the geek bubble there. I think your geek status
divert attention off of my own, you know, geek status and just kind of highlight Zach there a little bit.
Exactly.
But, you know, the very fact that the two of you used to sit around and discuss the Tosche station and Mos Eisley Cantina probably nixes that.
Okay, that's right, yeah. And I probably, if I really, really applied myself, I probably could quote Jabba speaking Huttese, but I'm not going to do that right now. What other comments did we have there from the Coloring Connection, Zach?
Well, how about J-Man?
Yeah.
You know this guy right on the threads. I think we've actually converted him, guys.
Yeah.
He likes hope.
That.
He likes hope now.
He was not quite sure at first. He was sort of on the fence about hope, but yeah, you're right.
But he's really interested. Yeah. He's really interested in her last name being Turner.
Uh-huh.
Her full name is Hope Turner, so I guess we're going to learn more about that. Does she have a middle name? Maybe that's the next question to ask.
Hope does have a middle name.
Okay.
It is Hope Skywalker Turner.
That was a joke. That wasn't for real, people.
Yeah, no, her name really isn't Skywalker.
Hope,
it's Leia.
I am your father. Okay. Sorry. I thought we got out of the sci-fi discussion.
Yeah, that's right. We're beyond that now.
Moved on.
See, this is how bad we are. Sorry.
Let me open up another one here. Riston, another...
Or Riston.
Oh, is it Riston?
I don't know.
See...
Could be Riston.
I'm sort of notorious for getting the screen names wrong. But so, sorry, Riston. We see that you love the podcast as well. That's awesome. And he had a question about his kids, the His Kids player. We had another kind of little tangent there on the message boards where people were sort of, you know, concerned about the His Kids player, and basically the bottom line there is, let me see if I can summarize this and not sound like too much of a geek. I was having to convert files of every episode we do into like four different formats, you know, for the different ways that we deliver the show to the stations and to the, you know, to our internet and here and there and everywhere. And so I just was like, hey, I don't have to make a real audio version and a Windows Media version. Sounds great to me, because the HisKids.net people basically offered us to be able to use their player. And the audio quality, it's the exact same settings that we had before when I was making a real audio version.
So
when
it's
I was
all
making...
the same.
Yeah, it sounds good.
Yeah, so there's no difference as far as the actual, you know, settings on those players. So there's been some perception that the quality's not as good, but that's not true if you look at the data.
We
so...
always deliver quality.
All right, so let's move on, get beyond this geek talk, and actually get to something pertinent.
Okay, well, La Pianista would like to know about the big book of everything DGL and what mm-hmm. exactly we have in that book.
Yeah. We kind of started some buzz with that last time, didn't we?
We did, and I find that interesting. Zach, did you know that we had a big book of everything DGL?
You know, I didn't know that, and I really want to get my hands on one. What do I got to do?
Well, unfortunately, we talk all about Zach himself in the book, so you're not going to be able to see that.
Oh, it's secret.
It's just kidding.
Super secret, yeah. We have a lot of things in there. There are storylines, but there's a lot about the characters that you mm-hmm. don't know. Things about some of the Richters and some of the Morrisons before they were Richters and Morrisons.
That's right. Mm. Yeah, a lot of what we call backstory of all of the characters in there, all of the main characters anyway. So
it helps us keep the other characters, it helps us keep them in character if we know a lot about their past and their history and things that they've done, so that we can make sure that it stays consistent for you. So,
right.
And La Pianista here says it would be a great bestseller if we published it. Would you guys actually buy DGL books out there? There's a good question, isn't it?
That is a good question. Another thing to maybe... topic to put on our Coloring Connection thread, maybe.
I think
We would love to hear if you guys actually would buy DGL books, because believe it or not, there are a lot of stories that we haven't had make it into the actual broadcast.
Right. Yeah, some stories are more conducive for radio, some stories are more conducive for print, right?
Mm-hmm. And you know, Steve, now that you mention broadcast versus print... and some of the stories being better for print, we do have something else to unveil for the listeners.
Oh, wait, exciting. No. Wait, Lori, we're not ready. Ready for that yet. Yeah, we can't do the unveiling this time around. We want to make sure it's really, really good before we... You know,
I was all excited about hearing about what it was.
I know. We'll get there. I think in the next podcast, we'll definitely have something to talk about. But you know, we have something to talk about. I mean, we definitely have a major announcement to make.
Is it about Star Wars?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, episode 12. No. no, actually, it's the 24-hour sale on the 24th. Anybody who has listened to the broadcast recently probably has heard this, but if you haven't or if you somehow missed it, there's a big thing going on at shopcbh.org. Lori, why don't you talk about it?
I actually think that you just did, but on September 24th at midnight... there's going to be a 24-hour sale. Eastern time. Because, you know, it is different time zones and things.
Oh, yeah.
There's going to be a sale for 24 hours. As long as the day is September 24th in mm-hmm. Michigan, you will be able to get everything on the internet store at shopcbh.org for 50% off.
Wowza.
Now, say that again. Back up, Lori. Did you just say 50%?
Yes, 50.
So that's like half.
Percent. Yeah, that's half off.
Wow.
When we do sales, we do them right. And that is everything. That is not, if you can find it on the internet store, it will be 50% off during that time. But it's got to be September 24th in Michigan.
Wow, cool.
So,
well,
yes.
that's our big announcement for today's podcast.
And I think that's really cool. If you are missing a season of Down Gilead Lane, there's devotional books, there's all sorts of stuff. Now is the time. You can do your Christmas shopping then.
That'd be a good idea.
Hey, guys, so I've got an idea.
Yeah.
What if your listeners went online, you said something about Christmas shopping, but wouldn't this be a great opportunity to buy maybe some of your own favorite episodes or seasons of Down Gilead Lane and give them to your friends?
Yeah, that's
need
a
to
great
hear about Jesus. That's idea. A great way to, I think, to witness. And you love the show, they'll love the show.
Right.
Exactly. That's wonderful. I think that's fantastic.
That's a great idea, Zach.
Exactly.
Well, since... Yeah, see, now Zach's playing along. Yep, yep.
Yeah, okay.
Speaking of bloopers, that was kind of a veiled reference to some past bloopers. And since we do have Mr. Zach with us today, you know, there's a real, you know, secret reason why Lori and I wanted you to join us today, Zach.
Why?
And that is because it is bloopers time once again.
Woo-hoo!
Wait, are we going to hear bloopers of Steve?
No.
Bloopers of Lori.
Not today, no, sir. These are going to be all Zach.
I was afraid to ask.
It's going to be a Zach attack of bloopers, yep. And let's go ahead and just roll those bloopers right now.
Psst, hey, you.
Okay, you can't laugh.
I lost it.
Recording engineer etiquette. Okay, here we go. This is Zach, but you might... Wait a minute. Okay. I think Hope and Haley really have some... I got issues. Me, me, ma, moo, moo. Is that what you're supposed to do? I know you appreciate that, Steve. Hey, well, come on in now. What am I doing? I don't know. I don't feel good about this, so I'm going to do one more. Okay, fake laugh. Here we go. All right, this is a little cheese fest, but we're going to move on. Roy Wallace was the recording engineer with post-production by Cal Thomas. Whoops, Cal Thomas. Hello. This is Down Gilead Lane. I do sound like I work for, like... SeaWorld or something. This is Down Gilead Lane. I was blowing that one a long time ago, so I just didn't know what to do. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Zach. Do you have your... What is that laugh? I'll do it again. I'm going back to the top of this paragraph because I'm lost here. One more second. I'm trying to Zachify. I'll catch you guys next time down Gilead Lane. It gives them the opportunity to experience grace God wants to show them. When we show grace to people, it gives them the opportunity. Opportunity is a hard word to say here. You can call our online ordering at toll-free. Wait, this doesn't make any sense. You can call our order online. Call and order online. Call our order line. I see. Call our order line. Running the risk of beating a dead horse, I'm doing it one more time. One more. And I think I'm going to go read up on my Shakespeare. I'll catch you guys. I can't. All right, we're going to... sorry, Steve, I got to give up on that one because it's not getting any better, and I think you've got enough. You're going to have to chop that up like a samurai to get it to work. But that's why I call you Samurai Steve. All right, I'm moving on. Guys, all right, no problem. I'm a good sport. That's pretty funny, actually. I really like that.
Those were great. Those were great. Thank you so much for providing those for us, Zach. And thank you also for being with us on the podcast today. It has been great to have you with us. And I think that's just about going to do it for another episode of the Colerain Connection. One more time, Zach, could you give us the info on how people can contact us to give us their feedback on the Funcast?
I can do it. You need to send an email to ccfuncast@gileadlane.org. ccfuncast@gileadlane.org. Or you can also call. I'll give you that number one more time. It's 877-937-5397. We'd love to hear from you guys.
All right. And coming up on the next Colerain Connection, what are we looking at next time, Lori?
Well, I think we're going to have a discussion about school grays, as we already said. Mm-hmm. That's going to be the next episode coming up. And the episode after that, everybody listening, because here's the big reveal of the title, Much Ado About Something.
Yes.
I like it.
And so we'll be discussing those. And, of course, we're going to have a lot of other things going on in the next podcast. Don't really have a clue at this point what those other things will be, but it's going to be great.
Yes. Because we always deliver quality.
Yes, indeed. That's true. So make sure you come back for the next Colerain Connection. Until then, I'm Steve.
And I'm Lori.
And I'm Zach, reminding you that every day needs a little grace.
All right. See you next time.
Right.
See you next time.
Yes. Bye.
We build excitement. CBH. We could have a little copyright infringement.
That's good.